This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, more time. We got to do gut checks. Every day on the show, you got to do gut checks. Why? Because the mainstream media occasionally decides to go, well, let's talk about the gut. Let's talk about the gastrointestinal system. Let's talk about the microbiome. Let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave. Remember that? Pop Goes the Weasel. That was the old, was that Eddie Murphy? I think that was Eddie Murphy doing Mr. Rogers all those years ago.
You know, that's a good question. That is such a blast from the past. I can't remember where that originated from.
Well, you know why it comes to mind was because you have.
I think
got
you're
some,
right, though. Yes,
you have like thrown me some clips from Saturday Night Live on naming drugs. So we're going to get to that in a little while. And I thought, oh my gosh, Saturday Night Live! I remember when we used to watch it. Right now, the only person who seems to watch it is Donald Trump, and then he gets really mad when he watches it. So stop watching it, okay? Just stop watching it. All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Health freedom, healing liberty, like nowhere else in broadcast media. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. As we begin our broadcast evening work week, because we start on Sundays in the afternoon in the East Coast, we have advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar a little later. We've got more autism stories and heavy metal issues and things like that, so you'll want to chime in on the phones. You can get on there now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's see, what do I have? I'm nursing my stevia plant out in the garden, which, last year when I planted it, and this is really, Superdon, if you notice, the stevia story we shared a few days ago has gone pretty viral about this plant, this humble, sweet, delicious, yummy plant that I could put aspartame, Nutripoison out of business, and yet they're finding it's a broad spectrum antimicrobial against Lyme disease and other things. It's amazing. And so when I planted mine last year in the raised bed garden, it grew so huge, and then we had some real windstorms. I think we had like the skirted the hurricane through here, and it was just like blowing it sideways. I'm like, you know, this thing, I've got to reset it. So I decided to plant it in my in-ground garden, right, because I have the raised bed, the in-ground. And when I went in the in-ground, of course, I had to kind of, there's a little bit of a trauma to it. A lot of it died off and died back. I thought, oh, my gosh, I lost my stevia plant. But as the spring hit, it's starting to sprout new green, sweet leaves. So made it through. The green thumb is still in evidence here. So I'm happy about that. So the microbiome. Right. You ready to go there?
Let's do it. This is your wheelhouse right here.
Well, so the garden is, I'm liking the garden to become my wheelhouse. That's why, you know, the microbiome plays a role there in the garden as well. It's teeming with billions and billions, as Carl Sagan would say it, little bacteria that do what? Provide nutrients by breaking down the soil through their digestive processes. These microbiome critters, their digestive process break down things like rocks, you know, minerals you can't eat. You can't, and the plants even can't assimilate them in that way, and the bacteria help to break them down. That's great. Could it be, let's ponder this, could it be that similar things are happening in your own microbiome? That it's playing an exceptional role to keep you alive, to help you assimilate things that you're putting in your pie hole, so to speak. And it isn't enough to put it in your pie hole. It's got to be broken down and you know, brought into the body in a form that the body is meant to take it in. And you wipe out that microbiome, suddenly digestion is off. And that's an understatement. It's gone off. It's gone way off. First story here of the night comes from the New York Slimes. Exciting microbiome research, or microbe research, temper that giddy feeling in your gut. So says Aaron Carroll, right? He's writing about the new healthcare. And it's all about this, I don't know if it's a moonshot. We're going to take the capsule and go into your gut and find everything, right? The microcosm from the macrocosm. And so much excitement about the microbiome is going on that these doctors, you know, are pushing each other out of the way to see who's the first that gets to do the microbe transplant, or as they call it, fecal transplant, right? Because we really need to make it a medical issue. We really need to make it so that only licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state can take fecal material from one or from yourself and put it back in yourself. Can't have you doing that. Or maybe consider that you can alter the microbiome by what you put in your pie hole, once again, rather than the other hole. That might be.
I always thought you put pie in the pie hole, but
that's right. You know. But you know, it can be used for other things. In other words, that's, you know, the operative term. As opposed to, I guess, the pie hole or the butthole. I mean, we could say it that way, can't we? We're a bunch of adolescents here.
Yes.
But the idea is that there's so much scientific research going on in the microbiome that this author or writer at the New York Times is saying, whoa, hold your horses. You're getting a little crazy here. Getting a little ahead of yourself, right? We got some problems. We got some things, antibacterials, right? Antimicrobials, antibiotics, but it's not the end of the world, right? Well, maybe we should be thinking about using them less. That's okay, but don't abandon them altogether, right? We seem to be able to recover from them pretty well. Except this guy, he doesn't reference any real chronic disease other than chronic-type infections like Clostridium difficile, which he does acknowledge brought about to some degree by the use of antimicrobial drugs like antibiotics. He even acknowledges that C. diff is a bacterium that lives in healthy people. And he even acknowledges that the antibiotics kill off other bacteria because it disrupts the biodiversity, right? Sometimes it can kill one thing or 10 things, but not other one or two or 10 things. And some of those things can take advantage of that altered terrain, that environment. You mowed down the villi. You've mowed down the rainforest. You've killed a lot of the critters in the rainforest. Some of them are hardier than others in that new environment. And Clostridium difficile, which used to be kept in check by the entire microbiome, all of the critters in the rainforest kept everything in balance. Now with the competition wiped out by the antimicrobial drugs, suddenly the C. diff happens. Now I will add to the antibiotic issue the use of proton pump inhibiting drugs, altering pH in not only the stomach where it's designed to stop the production of stomach acid, but everything down the line. And that also alters what grows there. But it seems like this guy is reluctant to really embrace the promise of healing the gut as it relates to chronic diseases, right? He's like, I don't want you to think this is definitive because we need more money, we need more research, we need more studies. Always that. And until those studies are not only postulated but published, what you're saying, what I'm saying, can't be real. It might be, but we can't really assume it's real because we've just got to wait. So in the meantime, what do? Not take probiotics? Do we not care about glyphosate in the food acting like an antimicrobial drug? Do we just say, hell-bent for leather, I'm going to put anything in my pie hole because this guy from the New York Times says don't get overly excited about helping the microbiome to do its job in a balanced environment. What are we to conclude with this? That's the question. The paper of record, as they call it, the New York Times. Is this the guy tapping the brakes on the enthusiasm that are leading people into health food stores for probiotics, for kefir, for that high alcohol consumption drink known as kombucha? Because if it goes over 0.5%, they want to tax it like alcohol, right? What is the message here? I mean, this is like, it's a little, I don't know, disconnected from some reality. It's like, yes, I know you're excited, but man, oh man, don't abandon the drugs yet. And I'm writing about a post-antibiotic world because we are on the precipice of a post-antibiotic world. If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, though, you're not afraid. You'll be okay. You are okay because we know how to manage it, whether it be reestablishing the healthy terrain through things like the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol that I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, or whether it be to rely upon antimicrobial substances and immunomodulating substances that don't destroy the gut microbiome, least of all its biodiversity, of which in my forthcoming book, I again will reveal that new study from last year that showed that even at 2,000 times the reference dose, silver does not disrupt the gut ecology, microbiome, biodiversity at all at microgram dosages, but even at 2,000 times the EPA reference dose. That's stunning. Now, you take one antibiotic in gram dosages, and you have ripped apart your guts. And as I said, for many years, even one dose, not corrected, can set you up for a lifetime of chronic disease due to inflammatory cascades, due to leaky gut, due to poor assimilation, any number of things that are addressed via healing the gut. And since there are no drugs to heal the gut, I think the New York Times is trying to temper our enthusiasm. Because we shouldn't, or we shan't, for our listeners on UK Health Radio, we shan't embrace the microbiome too tightly, right? Least of all, we constrict it like a band put around your stomach by a gastroenterologist trying to force you to lose weight because you won't stop putting pie in your pie hole. I had to get rude, didn't I?
There you go.
I had to get rude once.
Well, you know, as usual, you know, you're asking the question, what is it they're trying to say? What are they trying to do? And you're right. This article, it goes back and forth because he starts to talk about all of these great things that they've discovered. But, you know, maybe this over here. And then later on he'll go, but, and they did all these other great things and they found out all this stuff. But, and then he retreats again. And at the very end of the article, you know, he basically puts it out there that it's important to, and this is his words here, temper our enthusiasm with an appropriate amount of skepticism.
Yeah. Why don't you just contact Larry David, borrow the title Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Well, you know what? In the meantime, listen, you've been talking about this for years. You've been proven time and time again. We'll just be happy with our anecdotal evidence, right?
Right, yes. The reality is, I didn't get well because I healed my gut. It was a miracle. It was a lightning bolt. No, it wasn't. I worked hard to clean up my diet, clean up my gut. Now I modulate my immune system with beta 1-3-D glucan for Better Way Health. Y'all check it out. Link's in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Go to BetterWayHealth.com. Get some beta glucan. Enhance your immune system. Don't destroy your gut. We don't need the antibiotics. We can get beyond them.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Now we're going to do some interesting experiments if you can do around the house. Let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave, okay? He knows where he's going. Beep. Pop goes the weed.
There it was, 1979 Robin Williams. I don't know if that was actually on, it might have been a stand-up thing, because I remembered Eddie Murphy did some Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, or it was something else's Neighborhood, but he was from the hood at that point. But yeah, classic stuff. And of course, gut microbiome, always something near and dear to my, I'd say heart, but gut. But it's related to every aspect of your health, brain health, nervous system health, endocrine health, heart health, all of that stuff. And if you have a question or comment about that, 866-939-2355, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And of course, you can always leave us a message when we're off the air, or leave a message right there at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, or on Facebook or Twitter at RS Bell Media. Super Don's here. Ben's on the board. If you'd like to be part of it, just let us know. We got Dr. Batar coming in a little bit later for some advanced medicine. Now, our first story related to vaccines tonight, because we always cover some vaccine stories, because, heck, it's in the news just about every day. And Super D, my screen went dead. It'll be up in a moment. But this is SB 217. It's in Pennsylvania. And evidently, senators or congress critters on the state level in Pennsylvania put forward this bill that would take away parents' rights of refusal, that is, to object to toxic, potentially deadly vaccines. Now, this was patterned off of SB 277 in California.
And ironically, it's only off by, what, 10? 217 or
277? 277,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not that far off. You're right. And I don't know if that's by accident or by design, but regardless, y'all in Pennsylvania listen in, whether you're in Philly or Pittsburgh or anywhere in between, You don't want to go down the road California did. You really don't. It's, you know, talking about a disaster, it's a disaster in the making. It's already a disaster in California where it's even difficult to get medical exemptions because they've threatened the doctors themselves. They threaten the doctors who would dare to offer medical exemptions. Starting to question them as if the bureaucrats know what the doctors know. They're pretending it. Now, folks, I'm not saying that these people in Pennsylvania are the four people that are doing it. I think three Democrats and one Republican actually know what they're doing. They're probably just responding to, I don't know, it could be pharmaceutical money. Always follow the money. It could be that they just, you know, are true believers in the cult of vaccinology. That's very likely. But at the same point in time, you know, I believe in politeness in a general sense. When it comes to threatening my children, I'm not necessarily going to be polite. And I don't necessarily think you need to, especially if it doesn't work. You know, they say kill them with kindness, right? But if you've got people threatening your children with mandatory vaccines, I think at that point the gloves come off and they need to know how serious this is, how serious you take this. Now, in the case of Richard Dickey Pan, the senator doctor from California, that guy is deranged. There's nothing that can reach him. He's so delusional, he said water is the most dangerous thing in a vaccine. And like Paul Offit saying, you could take, you know, 50,000 vaccines, it wouldn't matter. These people are beyond, they're not connected to any sense semblance of scientific reality, much less the human experience, as it would be for those that actually care about other humans and want to help them. So SB217 is one of, I don't know, maybe there are hundreds, if not thousands, of bills are trying to sneak through now that we have to be vigilant about. Of course, the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC Advocacy Portal, is an important place to stay up on what's going on in your state so that you don't end up being the vaccine disaster that is the state of California, the democratic socialist state of Big Pharma. Should be New Jersey. That's where pharmaceutical headquarters is for a lot of them. But no, it's California where the Democrats run and rule the roost. But the pharmaceutical industry is happy to buy off Republicans too. Could that be what's happening in Washington, D.C. with Obamacare Lite that the Republicans are still hiding, the establishment, rather than going for a Rand Paul Freedom Caucus group inspired bill that actually involves your freedom to choose the kind of health care you want? Imagine that, a country where you get to decide. I thought that was America. Land of the free? No, land of the mandated drugs and vaccines. Anything else is considered illegal. And even if it's not, the bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA, the FCC, the FTC will target you as if you are a criminal. Simply because, like Brzezinski in Texas, you've actually been able to do what all the other oncologists can't do, and that is reverse cancer. In those cases, brain cancer. All right, folks, stay away from them vaccines. You got questions about that? We got a caller coming up from New York about CBD after the break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, we're going to be out and about. We got, in a couple of weeks, we'll be here before we know it. I think the 19th of March, is that a Sunday? If it is, we're going to be hanging out with Richard Pearl in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Sunrise, to be specific, at Simply Natural, and they have the Simply Natural Organic Restaurant. We'll do a live Sunday afternoon broadcast, and then immediately following, go into a lecture on whatever y'all want to talk about down there. Immunity, vaccine issue, homeopathy, silver, gut health, whatever. We're going to do it. So gather up your friends near and far, West Palm, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, that area. We're coming down to see you. Let's see, what else we got? The Total Health in Toronto, Canada, mid-April. And after that, the big one is San Diego. I can't wait to see San Diego again. I haven't been there in a long time. We're going to do the Best Answer for Cancer with Andy Brand. And there's going to be more, so stay with us. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally we send them out. Captain Morgan on top of the game there.
and wants to make sure you're plugged into all that we are doing here to bring that broadcast healing to you beyond even the 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, 866-939-BELL is the phone number. You can call. You can even leave messages, and we can get back to you or answer them on the air.
Hey, Robert and Super Don. This is Pat calling from Ithaca. I had a question about CBD oil. Actually, I've been having some breathing problems. And I haven't gotten the CBD oil before because, you know, when I've had other issues because it's been very expensive. I see the oil seems to be a lot more affordable. I hope, I don't know how concentrated it is or not. But my question is, can you nebulize CBD oil? Seems like I've heard you say that. I have been nebulizing silver. And my initial x-ray showed that I might have an enlarged heart, but now I have to have a CAT scan to make sure they saw what they think they saw on the x-ray. So I'm trying to get a grip on this, you know, before I actually get any kind of diagnosis. Pulmonologist is next. I don't want to take anything. I don't have to. No steroid puffer and, I don't want to do that. So, thank you. I'm sure I'll call again. Take care. Bye.
All right, Pat. I appreciate you calling in on that. And page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal Expanded Edition. It's all there for lung recovery. Now, the question specifically she asked about nebulizing CBD. You know, if you have an oil, a viscous oil liquid, if you will, very thick, I don't know that most nebulizers will work all that well with it. And it might gum up the works. It might work for a short term, and you're going to really have to clean the thing out. But there is vaping. And our friends at CV Sciences have a form of, they might even have the vape pen that has one with no antifreeze in it, right? Because that was the big problem. A lot of these had different chemicals in there we wouldn't want to.
No antifreeze.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
That's the best kind.
Come on,
yeah.
Super D.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. A lot of them have...
It'll keep you from getting cold, right?
Propylene glycol in it, right? So they have a clean version of our friends at PlusCBDOil.com that you can vape right into the lungs if you feel like you need to do that. That's fine. It's awesome. It's a great way to deliver the CBD. There is a company that's also out of San Diego. We don't know much about them, called CannaNeb for nebulizer. But man, oh man, they're selling you a nebulizer that they claim is a jet nebulizer, which is really, I think, another way to say ultrasonic, that you can do the CBD oil through it. Again, I don't know if they've actually created something new or if they're just saying, hey, just do it anyway, and here's how to clean the machine, because I haven't looked into this. But they're selling theirs for like $1,600. I'm like, dude, that's a lot of money. And they'll say, well, we're adding some CBD into the mix, too, but I don't know what the real cost is on this machine, if it really is that different. So if anybody has looked into it, go ahead. I mean, if you can get a form of CBD that's more liquidy, water-based, you can nebulize it in any ultrasonic nebulizer. And you could do that if that's what you want to do, Pat. I don't know specifically what you're trying to achieve. If they're concerned that you may have an enlarged heart, my biggest concern is, why aren't you taking Hawthorne berry syrup from Dr. Christopher's? If you aren't already. I just want to make sure, because I know you're a long-time listener, so you know some of the stuff. We don't bring up the Hawthorne berry every day, but if there's an enlarged heart situation, I would definitely want you on the Hawthorne berry syrup. There's also remedies for the lungs. In addition to nebulizing the silver hydrosol, we also utilize antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, Spongia tosta, which for all of our young listeners, Harry Potter lovers, is toasted SpongeBob. Basically a toasted sea sponge in homeopathic form. And, of course, my favorite that precedes all of them is Bryonia alba, the wild hops in a homeopathic form, because it's a liver and lung polycrust. And anytime the liver and the lungs and also the kidneys are also at play here, dandelion might be another good consideration for you, Pat, if you're not already doing that. But as far as nebulizing CBD, hey, perhaps they've got it if you want to spend $1,600, but if you were worried about the price of CBD before it came down, it might be out of your reach. But then again, if you dig deep enough on this, and we're just discovering this tonight as you've asked that question, I'm not certain that they've actually made a nebulizing breakthrough. It could be a marketing scheme. I don't know if it is or not. I'm just a little bit suspicious, and I don't know if it's skeptical, right? We are skeptical here. We don't just jump onto any trend because everybody says it's trendy. We really want to look into it before we say, yes, I agree, I endorse it, I utilize it, and I don't know in terms of nebulization. Next time we get Stuart Tomk on from CV Sciences, we can ask him about that beyond vaping, if it's even necessary. So, anything. You vaped the CBD, right, when we were at the conference, I think?
Yeah.
A while back?
Yeah.
I think it's in the lungs.
It's cool. I don't know. I just haven't gotten into the whole vaping thing. It's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are doing it, usually younger. It's more of a younger generation, probably more of a millennial thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you to be able to get it into your system without all of the plant matter, the particulate matter, from the smoke. So
sure.
Makes a lot of sense to me, and I don't see that there would be a huge difference between vaping and nebulizing in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And vaping is very accessible. I mean, you can go to, there are vaping stores all over the place where you can pick these things up for a relatively cheap price.
Right, but I do want to, again, warn all of y'all about the vaping of the liquid or whatever it is in there. Make sure it
doesn't. Yeah, well, you definitely, especially, Pat is in New York.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember I believe they've got the medical marijuana in New York, right?
A little bit, but I know they've made it difficult. And
very difficult.
Technically, the CBD is legal, but they're going to pretend it isn't. So,
right, but I guarantee you that any of the medical cannabis service providers that you do can get access to in New York would have something. Mm-hmm. I'd be very surprised. It's almost standard now in these dispensaries that they have got a vaping liquid available there.
Yeah, and Pat, do me a favor and call up my friends at CV Sciences. If you go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, there's a toll-free number there. You can actually call them. They're on the West Coast, but ask them the question. I think it's good. I'm going to get them on as soon as I can to also put that out for the rest of the community, our audience, but I do want you to not wait if you feel like you need it, and they'll be able to connect you to whatever's appropriate for you. And remember, RSV15 gets you 15% off all your CBD oil from pluscbdoil.com. Now, the growth of what they call alternative medicine, it's still amazing to me that they call it alternative medicine, because in reality, the alternative is the drugs. It's like, yeah, that should be the last resort. Oh, that's an alternative when all of the natural stuff doesn't work, for instance. But to go toxic first and then they call the natural stuff alternative, it's backwards. But then again, we have a media that is bought and basically, paid for by the advertisers. And the advertisers primarily, in the evening news, it's 40, 50, 60% of the pharma companies. So you understand their bias is for drugs. And if you're going to have non-drug therapy in any given area, particularly in Texas, interestingly enough, that's where this story is from. Where do they say? It's outside of Houston? Is it like Sugar?
Yeah,
Sugar?
It was very confusing. We were reading because it says Sugarland, Missouri City. And so I'm like, well, I thought Sugarland was in Texas. Maybe there's a Sugarland in Missouri because it's a Missouri city, apparently. But apparently there's Missouri City, Texas, and Sugarland is in within that metropolitan area of Missouri City.
So, yeah, and their little website, newspaper, Community Impact, there's an article about, hey, we've got more alternative medicine businesses coming into town here, into our community. What's going on? And it was interesting stats that I'm reading here. In 2012, estimated $30 billion that they say is 1% of all U.S. healthcare spending was spent out of pocket on alternative medicine. All right? So that means 1% of all U.S. healthcare spending is still, 1%. That means 99%. Ain't there. 1% is happening. How small is this, even though it's growing? That's a significant thing to think about. It's like, man, we are dinky when you think about all the natural stuff we do, whether it's even chiropractic medicine, which is not technically medicine in the sense of toxic stuff. It's medicine in a system, if you will. But if we look through this, Ayurvedic businesses are opening up, for instance. There are this halo therapy, which is these salt rooms, where people, it's another thing, Pat, if you haven't tried that, the breathing treatments go into one of those salt caves, the artificial salt caves that they create in houses, for instance, or businesses. And you can see if that's going to help you as well as you, you know, breathe in some of the minerals, the ions, and things like that. And so we're seeing this grow even in areas where it's kind of counterintuitive, because Texas is a very medically oriented state. Their medical board, as we've seen with their attacks on Dr. Brzezinski over the years, is as a blockheaded a medical board as exists anywhere in the country. And yet, even in those little towns outside of Houston, which, again, that's a medical city, Houston, they're not being, how would I say this? The natural healing methods that are out there, and they've been out there perhaps for thousands of years, with some innovations in recent times, like silver hydrosol, a technological improvement over colloidal silver, it's growing not because of the government. It's growing despite government. It's growing despite the media attacks on it. It's growing despite the peer pressure against it from the medical community and those who rely upon the medical community for their drugs, like a hit, like a drug addict getting their drugs from the corner drugstore. Despite all of the obstacles, the movement toward natural medicine is growing. Remember, Obamacare in 2010 was the necessity to salvage what was left of modern medicine as people were leaving in droves, and they forced them back in. Say what you will about Donald Trump, but he didn't want you to be forced into it. He wants you to be free to choose the path you want, and I respect that. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Coming up in the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Dr. Rush is with Char.
That's right, advanced medicine coming up. Stay with us. We got some more chelation questions for those of you dealing with children who have been injured by vaccines into the autism spectrum with mercury and other heavy metals. We got that going on. Also, a new article published by John Rappaport. It's up there at robertscottbell.com called Herd Immunity, Pop Version, Fraud. And it's a devastating article. Big Pharma and their claims, and doctors and their claims, and bureaucrats and their claims about herd immunity. Absolute crap. Cow patties. That's what it is. Read it up. Read it up. Don't eat it up, but read it up.
Well,
check it out.
Speaking of devastating.
Yep.
Did you hear about the latest lawsuit against Merck?
You know that there can't be enough lawsuits against Merck. One of them is about the MMR shot. They spiked the mumps with rabbit's blood to show titers, meaning right. that the vaccine actually worked to stimulate antibodies. It was it's bogus. It's completely a fraud. And then mumps is on the rebound. But, right. Yeah, there's another one about the naming. It's like the naming rights of stadiums, I guess the naming rights of drugs. And somebody's claiming that they're stealing names to make these drug names. Let's give a listen to this news report. Here we go.
Mrs. Williams, you are filing a claim against your former employer, Merck Pharmaceuticals, where you've worked for the past 22 years.
Yes, sir. I'm suing for intellectual property theft because they have stolen many of my ideas, and I'm asking for $20 million in damages.
That's ridiculous. Mrs. Williams worked in accounting. No one there is responsible for ideas.
Oh, come on. You haven't talked to Ty Bollinger.
Wow.
He's in a CPA, man. He's got brilliant ideas. Are you kidding me? Anyway, that's just like the defense trying to go, oh, yeah, it's a crazy claim, right? So right. let's hear what this lady who's suing Merck is saying. What is being thefted, thieved, is intellectual property? What's going on here?
Sir, let me give you an example. In December 2004, this company created a drug called Seasonique. Well, back in 1997, I had a child. Please say hello to Seasonique.
Hello.
Your name is Seasonique?
Yes, sir. My name is Seasonique Boniva Williams.
That's right. Seasonique was born on the one special day between spring and summer. She was Seasonique.
I don't know. If she was an accountant there, she might have gotten a heads up on possible names, and she just quickly had a baby before they knew they were going to come out with a drug.
It's getting pretty interesting here.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's. It goes further, though. There might be other names that have been stolen by Merck. And, you know, listen, any lawsuit against Merck, we want to cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And that's not the only example. This company has named dozens of their drugs after members of my family.
Mrs. Williams.
Please, call me Lyrica. That's my name, but it's also an anti-epilepsy drug.
That's certainly interesting.
I think Merck's in deep with this one. They
wow.
got to watch out for this accountant. It goes further. You won't believe her cousin's name. This is incredible.
Please. We have a whole team that names our products according to years of research. This is clearly a coincidence.
Oh, really? Well, let's look at some other examples, shall we? Celexa. That's my cousin. Femara.
My other cousin.
Eliquis. She lives down the way.
Over there.
Cymbalta.
She's trouble, but she's fine.
Allegra. Now, she does my hair, and she don't have a shop, so I go to her house, where she has a little baby named Little Nicorette. So you see, sir, these people aren't coming up with new drug names. They're just flipping through the contacts in my phone.
That's right. They must have stole that phone. Just look at her.
Her daughter, Little Nicorette. That's
Little
great.
Nicorette. That's classic. And it isn't just human names. You will not believe some of these animals' names, and I think Merck's going to be in big trouble for this.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a little episode. I need my Humira.
Oh, that's fine. Can we get you a glass of water?
No, Humira is my emotional support dog. She always calms me down.
You even stole her dog.
Come on. Ridiculous.
Merck is toast after that.
Oh,
all right, folks, if you haven't figured that out, that obviously is a skit. A Saturday Night Live skit just recently happened. It's very funny. And, you know, they finally turned their attention away from Donald Trump long enough to do a skit about Big Pharma and Merck in this case and the crazy names they come up with. Boniva, of course, was her middle name. Sally Field, did she promote Boniva for osteoporosis,
did, yes.
right?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
And, of course, the breakdown of the iconoclast cells, or the bones, is a normal part of the regeneration of healthy new cells. And if you stop that from happening with these osteoporosis drugs, you can have worse necrotic bone tissue happening, something called Fosigel with Fosamax as well. Folks, we got a lot more advanced medicine to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Tell your friends, robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty, where I simply remind each and every one of you, to the best of my ability, with some fun too, that the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.